Welcome back to the Houston Indie Media Radio Show. With us on the line, we have Jill Friedberg. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay, and you're with Corrugated Films?
Correct.
And this November 3rd, Saturday, Houston Indie Media will be screening a film that you recently made in collaboration with Mali Ojo TV called Un Poquito de Tanto Verdad. Can you tell us what that means and what it's about?
Un Poquito de Tanta Verdad means a little bit of so much truth, and the film is about the 2006 popular uprising in Oaxaca, but focusing on the popular movement's use of radio and television as a movement-building tool. Over the course of 6 months, the movement nonviolently took over 14 radio stations and one television station and used them to initially to organize and mobilize a statewide nonviolent popular movement calling for the removal of the corrupt and repressive governor from power, and then ultimately also use those radio and television stations to defend their movement when state repression came down.
So when you started making this film, were you aware that this kind of social movement was really going to become as large as it did?
No, nobody really expected it. I mean, I had been in Oaxaca 2 years prior to that making another documentary, Granito de Arena, about the history of the teachers' movement in Oaxaca. And, you know, the teachers went out on strike every year in May, which was how this popular movement started, with the governor sending his state police to attack the annual teachers' strike encampment. And I actually didn't go down there to make another film. I went down there to deliver some equipment to the teacher's radio station that had been destroyed in the police attack, and thought that I would shoot a little bit of footage just to do an epilogue to the last film. And it wasn't until 3,000 women took over the state television station and started broadcasting on it that I realized that not only was another film happening, but that it was in many ways a film about media.
Wow, that's rad. So this film was a collaboration with Mal de Ojo TV, and we were able to host Vlad in January. So we were wondering how that collaboration developed and in what ways that's important to understanding the film.
The collaboration developed was actually a bunch of us, different individuals, media collectives, community radio stations, Indie Media Oaxaca, who created this umbrella and gave it the name Mal de Ojo TV, which means evil eye television, more than anything to protect all of the collectives and organizations and individuals who are involved in doing independent media coverage of the movement on the ground in Oaxaca. And at the time when the conflict was sort of at its most intense 6 months between July and December of 2006, that collaboration looked like going out and filming together, sharing of footage, and also coordinating who was filming what, and then more recently has involved the sort of collaborative distribution of the different films and videos that have come out of that year of covering the movement.
Great.
And made it much, and it, you know, ultimately it made it possible for us to do the work we were doing in a situation that became progressively more and more dangerous for independent journalists.
Okay, that kind of segues into, so the death of New York indie media journalist Brad Will on October 27th brought Oaxaca under the radar for a lot of folks here in the U.S. In what ways do you think this was significant to the situation there?
Well, I think it was significant for that very reason, that it internationalized the conflict and called attention to it in sectors outside of Mexico that otherwise may not have been paying attention, or if they had been paying attention, may not have grasped the severity of the situation in Oaxaca. I mean, I do want to add that, you know, it's important not to let the Brad Will case eclipse everything else that happened in Oaxaca, because 23 people lost their lives, and
right,
none of those cases have resulted in anyone being held accountable for those murders, when in most cases it's known that those assassinations were carried out by paramilitaries or plainclothes police working for the governor or federal police who had been sent by the federal government. So it's important to keep the Brad Will case in perspective, that it's one of multiple injustices that occurred in Oaxaca. I don't think that he was targeted for who he was or for being a journalist specifically. although there had been a lot of sort of xenophobic discourse among the right wing in Oaxaca, targeting specifically independent journalists. I think that Brad was in the wrong place at the wrong time. I'm not saying it was his fault, but that if nothing else, it did help draw attention, international attention, to the situation in Oaxaca and to the impunity that sort of the status quo in
right.
state and federal government in Mexico.
Okay, for sure. So what kind of lessons are there for media justice activists and people, radio programmers, about how important radio is for social movements?
Well, I think that the film and the situation in Oaxaca itself have a lot of really important lessons for folks involved in media justice and folks involved in social movements in general in the U.S. and other countries. I think a lot of times in this country, social movements reduce their discourse about the media to, being frustrated with the mainstream media or thinking that they just need to rewrite their press release and that will result in the mainstream media legitimizing their struggles. And I think that we really need to take the lessons from Oaxaca and recognize that the commercial, mainstream, and state media will never give a voice to social movements and to marginalized communities, and that the more alternative media outlets that are in the hands of communities of action and the more voices that are heard in those alternative media outlets, the more strength that gives to organizing efforts and social movements. And when people ask about what they can do from this country to act in solidarity with Oaxaca, my response to them is do something here. That the easy thing is to write a check for an organization in Oaxaca or hold a candlelight vigil in front of a consulate. The more difficult but the more important acts of solidarity are to look at our own media landscape and how it's creating an obstacle to public debate and democracy in this country, and to take action, whether that be legal or action or civil disobedience, in towards creating more alternative media outlets and space for more voices in the media.
Well, that's great. So that answered one of my questions. I guess my last question is, should people call to pledge and support their local Pacifica radio station, KPFT Houston?
Absolutely, because there's the number of community media outlets that are available to people in this country are shrinking as media consolidation and FCC legislation reduces the possibility of keeping those community media outlets on the air. And it has to be a community media effort if you want to have alternative and independent media in your community. You have to be part of supporting that, whether that's writing a check or working and volunteering at those stations. But it's critical that people feel that it's their media outlet as well. And one way to do that is writing a check.
All right. Well, Jill Freeberg, thank you so much. We'll be screening Un Poquito de Tanta Verdad at Rice Cinema tomorrow, 8 o'clock. And there's more information at himc.org. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, we're good. Thank you so much.